Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's official. The NFL season and preseason officially kicks off tonight. And I think that before we get into the NFL, we got to make sure we cover everything that happened in baseball last night. So first hour of baseball, second hour of NFL. Your fantasy fixes here on Fantasy Sports Today, which starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler.
Andrew Luck's Andrew Luck. If he's healthy, he's a star. I think there is overcautiousness there, but we'll see. We'll see as they ramp up his workouts. We'll see how he responds to it. Right now, I have him as the QB7, and that's solely because I think there's potential for missed games. If he was completely healthy, I'd have him as the third quarterback behind Mahomes and Deshaun Watson.
Let's bring in Hall of Fame writer right now, Jason Cole, who's covered the NFL for many, many years. It's a new day in Cleveland for sure, Jason, but what kind of results do you think we'll expect this year?
I think this team's going to score, so I would be bullish on them. If I was a fantasy player, I think Baker Mayfield's going to be really, really good player. To me, like, I think Beckham and Landry are going to put up good numbers. I think Njoku's going to put up numbers too.
All right, welcome in Fantasy Sports Today. Happy Thursday to you, August 8th, 2019. Craig Mish here with you for the next 2 hours. Talking fantasy baseball, fantasy football, mix of 50-50, 844-843-6879 if you want to hit us up here on the show. We got Sean producing the program. We dive into a little baseball discussion from a pitching angle with Matt Modica. He'll give you some tips and some interesting little tidbits, I think, a little bit later in the show, 1240 Eastern. Also, Curtis Crabtree, who covers the Seattle Seahawks, is going to join us. They play tonight. The first week of the NFL preseason is here. In 2 weeks, the college football season begins. It is a great time of year to be a sports fan. I take it back. Not yet. Almost. Almost a great time of year to be a sports fan. Let's make no mistake about it. Some of the worst part of sports is right now, really. Not because there's nothing going on. It's just the anticipation of waiting for the Major League Baseball playoffs and the NFL to start and college football. It's like that last, it's like rounding third. It's like at the Kentucky Derby, the last quarter mile, you know, like we're almost there. We could taste it, but no. We got to endure these NFL preseason games tonight. And usually, by the way, for those of you who are new to this, and I doubt y'all are considering, you're listening to me, first week is tough. First week is a tough watch, a tough sell. But you know what? For me, I'm in all these dynasty leagues, and I'm interested. By the way, you want to talk about a bad move by me today? How about this one? Does it get worse than this transaction in fantasy football? Before we get into baseball, I just want to hit on this real quick. Does it get worse than waking up this morning, preparing for the show, doing previews of the games as to who we may be looking at, seeing a running back in Houston named Buddy Howell, who's the backup to Lamar Miller, bidding 50 cents on him in an auction this morning at 10 a.m., and 10:20, they end up trading for Duke Johnson. I just basically took 50 cents, and what is the worst thing that you could do with 50 cents? I don't know. Burning it? You can't burn money. Throwing it in the ocean? Like, I just basically took 50 fake cents in auction value and flushed it in a matter. And all I had to do was wait a half hour, and I wouldn't have done it. But, you know, it's an 8-hour auction. I was trying to get ahead of myself. I'm thinking, okay, I'll grab this guy. If he goes off tonight, you know, then it's going to be too late. Someone's going to bid a couple bucks on the guy. Let me go ahead and get ahead of this because, man, no one behind Lamar Miller, right? Well, that's over. Anyway, we'll hit up more on that in the second hour of our show, the fantasy football end of it. Okay, so last night in baseball, the Yankees are just decimating the Orioles. They're fighting in the clubhouse. It's going bad for Baltimore again. And the Yankees, is this right? They play the Orioles another 8 times in the next 2 weeks? Whew. Man, this is not even fair. Got to figure out a way to fix that. Doesn't matter who plays for the Yankees, by the way. In addition to that, good news if you're a Yankees fan, Giancarlo Stanton, there's a Giancarlo Stanton sighting. Apparently he's on his way back to baseball activity. So what are we looking at? Probably September. Yankees will have to make a decision, by the way, at the end of the month if they think he's ready for the postseason. They're going to have to activate him at the end of the month. Another injury last night, big one in baseball, Austin Riley. Remember when he came up, how good he was for the Braves? Home run every single day. You follow me on Twitter. I was tweeting about it every single day. He went on the injured list. He'll be out a minimum of 10 days. And so Adam Duvall gets to play all the time now, and they don't really have that crowded outfield at this point. It looks like it's Inciarte, Acuna, and Duvall. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year? Adam Duvall would be the big player there. Until is Marquez coming back? I'm not even sure. But Austin Riley's another move I'm going to have to make this week. Got to get him on my bench, pick somebody else up. Last night, Zach Gallen made his Major League debut for the Arizona Diamondbacks. We've talked about him a bunch. He was traded to Arizona from Miami. He was very strong in his debut. Why he only threw 85 pitches, I don't know. But 5 innings pitched and was lights out in his first start there. He's a good pitcher. He's going to be good. And I don't think him going to Arizona affects much. By the way, the Diamondbacks, a game and a half out of the wild card. Tell me that statement doesn't shock you this morning. The Arizona Diamondbacks are a game and a half out of the NL wild card. Mets are a half game out. Arizona's right behind them. The Cubs signed Jonathan Lucroy. So that's an NL signing. For those of you who are interested, remember Wilson Contreras is on the injured list. So Lucroy could get you like a month of action, probably like a two-catcher NL-only league type. Other than that, pretty much ignore. I would also say that, and out of respect to Jonathan Lucroy, he's had a really nice career. This is probably it. This is probably his last year. If it's not his last year, he's going to have to sign a minor league deal with a team next year and hope to latch on because, look, the Angels needed him, and they just let him go. So the end is kind of coming near for him. And Lucroy, by the way, was what, a top 5 catcher for like 2 or 3 years in fantasy? I would say that. Not top 2 or 3, but top 5 for a couple of years. He's a good catcher. Offense, too. But end is near for Lucroy. I would say probably 2019 is his final year. Okay, so those are the headlines in baseball. You heard my terrible fantasy football story. I'm sure I'll have more of those throughout the season. Can't whiff worse than I did this morning, that's for sure. Coming up next is time for a little 3 up, 3 down. Also, a little bit later in the show, Matt Modica talks some baseball with us. Since we missed yesterday's show, haven't had a chance to really look at the pitching matchups over the next couple days, so we'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes from now as well. You're listening to FNTSY's Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 to add.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to SportsDK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Window.
The Futech, college football news, Nebraska football. You're hearing a lot of positives coming out where Scott Frost is going to turn that program around. Am I crazy to buy in?
When it comes to winning the Big Ten championship, they're not quite there yet. But it's easy to buy in to think, okay, Scott Frost's offense is going to rock and roll and do something big. Adrian Martinez, he's got to stay healthy. It's going to be a better team, but it's like a 7-win team.
Watch live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
What goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. Craig Mish back with you. It is a Thursday. Of course, it's a little bit of a light schedule in baseball. That's good news because we got football tonight. Now, by the way, just so we're clear for those of you, I have been known to attend many an NFL game, okay? I will not go to the preseason, and because I have a live stream on Friday and family stuff Saturday and Sunday, don't get mad at me, guys. Please don't get mad at me, but I am going to the Marlins game tonight. I know. They've lost a million in a row. I know. I could go to the Dolphins game instead. I know. Yes, it's true. But I'm telling you now, I am going to go to the baseball game, okay? So I'm sorry in advance. My apologies. But I got a podcast to tape as soon as this show is over. And then I got a baseball show tomorrow. By the way, if on my Swings and Misses podcast, for those of you who may be interested, Jazz Chisholm, who was in that trade with Zach Gallen, he's on the podcast. Maybe we'll play that tomorrow, Sean. Remind me of that. And we'll grab some of that audio for this show tomorrow in our baseball hour. Okay. Here we go. Three up, three down. Where do we start? Let's start off with Ozzy Albies of the Braves. Do you remember in the preseason, in the exhibition season, when a lot of people were souring on Ozzy Albies and he was falling in terms of average draft position because nobody thought he could do what he did in the first half last year? He's having another great year. 4-for-5, 2 home runs yesterday. Braves beat the Twins 11-7. Is Ozzy the number one fantasy second baseman next year? No, but he's up there. He's up there again. He's having another phenomenal year. When you're batting with guys like Freeman and Riley and Acuna in the lineup, you got that nice protection there. He doesn't have to do too much. He's a star in baseball. There's no doubt. 4 hits last night, 2 more home runs. What a slugfest there. 18 runs. Braves beat the Twins 11-7. That is the way we will start. Now, what I like to do here, as you guys know, is I like to give love to those middle relievers in baseball. We don't do it too often, although our friend John Gant from the Cardinals came on the show about a month ago. I don't think he's won a game since then. Hope that wasn't my fault. Anyway, the middle reliever who picked up the win, I want to talk about him for a minute last night for the Cleveland Indians, because we'll probably be seeing a lot more of him. His name is Nick Goody. I'm not saying you should run out there to pick him up in any league, but let me introduce you to him if you've never heard of him. He's 3-0 this season. His ERA is 1.35, and his whip is 0.9. He did not pitch in April. He came up after that, and since then, he has arguably been one of Cleveland's best relievers. Now, they do have Brad Hand in the ninth, and he picked up another save last night. His ERA is below 2.5. But this guy, Nick Goody, could be something in the future. Let's keep an eye on him. Also, Zach Plesac pitched 6 shutout innings yesterday. He's been very good for Cleveland also. You wonder why they traded Trevor Bauer. It's because that the Indians just somehow keep finding a way to bring up and develop these pitchers, and they've done a good job. Okay, my third one here. How good has Keston Hura been for the Milwaukee Brewers? I'm hearing that maybe his defense leaves a little bit to be desired, which is curious to me because what do you do with a player that's not a great defender that plays in the infield? Do you eventually move him to first base? I'm not so sure. And by the way, look, Pete Alonso's rookie of the year, so let's just move on from that. No one is beating him for that. The guy's going to have 50 home runs. But in 51 games, Keston Hura has 11 bombs and 7 stolen bases and an OBP of 36%. He's been great. And so we're talking about second baseman here. It's kind of our little theme here for three up, three down. These two guys, Ozzie Albies, Keston Hura, two of the top 5 second basemen drafted in fantasy baseball leagues next year, both in the NL, no less. Two bombs yesterday for him. And you wonder why Travis Shaw's not playing. It's because of this kid. He has been an absolute monster since he's come up in the month of June. I believe it was June. Okay, now, trending down for me. I'm on the fence a little bit here. I'd love your thoughts at Craig Miss. Sean, you can weigh in as well. I'm a little torn on this one. I'm going to put it in the down. But I will say this, I understand it a little bit. So let me explain. The head coach of Clemson, who arguably is the best coach in college football, by the way, Dabo Swinney, okay? Nick Saban deserves all the credit he gets. They win every year. But Dabo keeps beating Nick. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, we got to give some props there. Understanding the conference a lot tougher. SEC is going to be playing in tougher games. I get it. But story comes out yesterday with quotes from the head coach. Dabo Swinney said that he is not giving his former quarterback, Kelly Bryant, a ring from the team's championship season last year. He said he was not on the team, and he is not getting it. Okay, so let's dive into this a little bit. Normally, in baseball, when players are traded, or in the NFL, as we saw with Robert Kraft, giving their former running back a ring, this can be done. But I guess because Bryant decided to transfer to Missouri, that there's a different vision as to how this went down. And you know what? Like, this is a tough one for me. Normally, I'm not an on-the-fence guy, but half of me says he deserves a ring, and the other half of me says this dude bailed and decided to go to another school. So the 4 games that he participated in, does that entitle him to the ring? I don't know. It's a close one for me, and I think there's a lot of layers. Remember, Kelly Bryant won a lot of games for Clemson before Trevor Lawrence came in. And, you know, they basically gave Lawrence the job, and Swinney did the right thing by giving him the job. Kelly Bryant got hurt in the Syracuse game. Lawrence wasn't even involved in that game. Then all of a sudden, their third-string quarterback just started running up the field. I'll never forget that. Ended up being Syracuse. That's the reason why Clemson's a national champion, not because of the Alabama game. It's because they came back to beat Syracuse when they were down, like, 2 touchdowns with 6 minutes to go in the game. Anyway. We will talk a lot of college football here on the show. Trust me, believe me, we head in that direction. I love college just as much as I love pro. So I don't know where you guys are on this. I have it as the down, but I could very well agree with Swinney for not giving him the ring. He transferred. He left. He bailed. So are we going to reward players who leave their teams? Oof, tough. Okay, also down, Chris Davis. Did you see this video yesterday? It was interesting where Chris Davis was arguing with his manager, Brandon Hyde. I don't know what was being said in that dugout, but here's what I will say. The Baltimore Orioles still owe Chris Davis millions and millions of dollars. They just need to eat it. This is like a Tulowitzki situation. Unfortunately, they're going to end up eating more money maybe than any team ever has in baseball, but you got to do it. He can't play anymore. He's batting .180. This has been going on for years. He went like 0-for-40. Remember that earlier this season? It's just, look, I understand teams don't want to eat that kind of money, and it's tough, and you want to make the guy earn it. But there's a level of also embarrassment that's going on here, and I think that the Orioles would be better served to look at their future. I believe that Mike Elias is going to do a great job there as the vice president, general manager of Orioles. And I would ask Mike, look, like what is he doing at this point on your team? Just finish out the season, and at the end of the season, that's it. Goodbye. And by the way, I would guess that when we come back on this show next week, he won't even be on the team. But I'll leave it at that. And then the final trending down, did you see the video on social media, or the picture that Macaulay Culkin posted last night on Twitter saying this is what Home Alone would look like in 2019. I give Macaulay Culkin credit for making him look as bad as he did in that photo. That was pretty funny, but yikes, man. Like, off the announcement that Disney is going to reboot Home Alone, not to say that he would have ever done it. We know he wouldn't have even gotten close to that reboot, because Macaulay Culkin ain't doing those sort of movies anymore. But still, man, gosh, like, such an unflattering picture of him sitting on the couch with it looked like, I don't know, Thai food or some sort of Chinese food or just, like, things that were boxed up. It was really sad. But, look, Macaulay sitting on, what kind of royalties can you even imagine that he still gets from all those Home Alones? And, by the way, what he will get when you start streaming the new Disney app, which hopefully does not put Netflix to rest. That's our 3 Up, 3 Down here for today. Let me know what your 3 Up, 3 Down is at any time you want. At Craig Mish on Twitter, at FNTSY Radio. Coming up next, it's time to dive into the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. I know you've missed that the last couple of days. We're running out of time, kind of converting over to some football content, but I did promise that once in a while I will do it and take a look at some of the schedule for today and tomorrow, some streaming options in baseball. We'll knock that out next. You're listening to FST. I'm Craig Mish, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Okay, bye.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now at 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish, back with you here on this Thursday. as we get you ready for the Major League Baseball schedule tonight and also the NFL preseason. We're expected to be joined by Matt Modica coming up here in just a few minutes. And if Sean, if we can't connect, then go ahead and grab his number if you could. I think that the interesting thing about where we stand here in the Major League Baseball season as we kind of close out what I would say is the important portion of fantasy is just trying to determine which of these players that you want to hold on to, I think, starting for keeper leagues next year. That process really starts in August and then continues on until September. What I try to do at this stage is really monitor at-bats over the next, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks, because once we get to September, those numbers really start to get skewed in terms of what you're looking for in terms of keeper leagues. Notice through the years that August baseball can be a pretty good determiner of what could happen in the future. But September baseball is not something that I think that you can look at. And so we got to keep a close eye on what happens over the next few weeks. Let's bring in Matt Modica at CTM Baseball. Also, Matt, of course, works for The Athletic. Matt, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me today. Unfortunately, there's no day baseball.
No, on a Thursday, no less, too. That's kind of weird, you know? I would think so. Matt, I'm going to the Marlins game tonight as opposed to watching the NFL preseason. What are you going to do tonight?
The Mets have a much deserved day off, so I'll be watching a little bit of both baseball and football.
How do you explain what the Mets have done here in the last month? There's no way anybody could have seen this happening.
No, I don't think we could have seen it happening, but the one thing prior to the season was the starting pitching was the strong point, and the starting pitching has delivered. If you look at their, you know, their rotation, it was like top eighth since June 1st. The problem is the bullpen's been third worst. That's been the problem all season outside of Lugo.
And so who do you think is the closer the rest of the way? You think Diaz gets the most opportunities, or do you think they turn it over to Lugo eventually? Because you're right. I mean, none of those guys have fared well.
Well, and the one I only have Diaz in one league, and I did get Lugo this past weekend. So, look, he's on – they're going to try and get the most out of him, but, look, you really can't be confident when he goes in. And Lugo's been terrific. So I think, if anything, it might be a timeshare right now, and – ultimately, if he continues to falter, he'll be Lugo's.
Matt Modica is with us. In terms of pitching, and this time of the year is really the time to hone in, because a lot of these leagues, Matt, you know, guys are on pitch limits and pitch counts. Is there any advice for you to give to other people who are playing at this point where you would look at a pitcher and say, you know what, he's a young guy, I don't know that we're going to see him in September? How do you kind of work around that? Do you try and trade him? Do you just kind of understand that that's going to happen and have a backup plan? Because now we're seeing teams, Baltimore, Kansas City, Miami, Detroit. I think at this point it's safe to say the Giants are heading the wrong way. The Angels are heading the wrong way. Pittsburgh's going in the wrong direction. You know, a lot of the pitchers on these teams aren't even going to throw at the end of September.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. Hopefully you were able to get some stashes. And Detroit came out and said about Spencer Turnbull and Daniel Norris for maybe deeper league streaming. Those guys are going to get shut down. They're not going to pitch in September. Turnbull's pitched really well. He's dealt with injuries over the last month. But guys like, say, Mike Foltynewicz, who I didn't like coming into the season, I avoided him, but I have stashed him. I didn't start him this week because it was against Minnesota. And other guys like Alex Woodruff were available. Sean Manaea pitched well in his last outing but had a little pain in the side. So hopefully that's nothing serious, and he starts next week. So that's kind of the way I've gone with it in non-trade leagues. But even in trade leagues, other people know these guys are getting shut down. So what are they really going to, you know, give you for that?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make a deal at this stage knowing that. You know, the interesting thing that I saw recently, Matt, was the increase in the strikeout rate for Clayton Kershaw. That was a good point to bring up because – at this stage, it looks like Kershaw could be heading back to what he was in the past, but there's just such a lack of trust that he can stay healthy. Is there a chance that we see the old Kershaw again? Because we've seen it over the last month or so.
I don't know over, you know, the uber Kershaw. I don't know if we could see that over a full season. I don't know if that's sustainable. But, I mean, my main gripe was, you know, three back injuries, three years in a row, it just didn't sound good to me. And his early draft price, I didn't like. He did get discounted later on. I don't, as far as the strikeouts, I think he can still succeed as he's been doing with the off-speed stuff. And, you know, he's so awesome. But, look, if you drafted him, you are loving it. You're watching a guy who's pitched more innings than most pitchers this year. And who would have thought that?
Nobody would have thought it. That's the difference. Matt, let's take a look at some other pitchers around the league. Mm-hmm. Luis Castillo is having a phenomenal season, like a Cy Young Award type season, and yet I don't think that he gets enough credit. Do you think that that's accurate, or do you think that he has a lot of awareness?
Awareness is starting to sink in, and there were still a lot of people that were very skeptical on him. If you look back from May 1st of last season, there were only 7 pitchers that had a better ERA than him, only 12 pitchers that struck out more batters than him. That changeup is just crazy good. Agree with that acquisition of Trevor Bauer. They set themselves up really nice for next season.
I think that the Reds are one of those teams we'll have to keep an eye on next year for sure. You saw the trade recently that Ohtani, he had a good start last night through 5 shutout innings. Do you think that Gallen has the same success in Arizona that he has in Miami?
I think he can. The early returns on the few starts he had prior to the trade, he pitched better away from Marlins Park, which I was surprised when I was doing the research. And, you know, Arizona with the humidor stuff, it's been a different park. It's not the Arizona of a few years ago. So, look, he's the guy that, from what everything I've read about him and stuff and what I've seen on TV, does have that number 2 upside. And I really don't know much about Jazz Chisholm. I know he's a very, you know, he projects to be good, but it's still a project kind of thing. But I get what the Marlins are doing. They need everyday players with high-end ceilings. So I still like Gallen. I'm going to keep watching him this year. And I don't mind that park in Arizona.
Matt Modica is with us at CTM Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter as we're capping off really what amounts to toward the end of the fantasy baseball season and talking about pitching. Another pitcher who pitched last night, I'm curious your thoughts on. It seems like at this point, and I don't know why this is the case, but it reminds me, Matt, of like old Pittsburgh or even Houston now, are the Cleveland Indians. It seems like virtually whoever the Indians have as starters end up working out. You mentioned Bauer. They end up trading him. This kid, Zach Plesac, pitched very well again last night. Is there something in the water in Cleveland? Is it coaching? I know Callaway was their pitching coach at one point, and he's gone. It just doesn't seem to matter. Whoever they plug in pitches well.
Yeah, I think Cleveland's one of those teams that, you know, right now in the playoffs, which I think they're going to get in, you know, they might even win that division because their pitching is superior to Minnesota's. And the lineup has been resurrected. So a guy like Gallen, he seems like a really good competitor and stuff. The strikeouts, I didn't really expect for it to be this good. Somebody dropped him last month in one of my leagues, and I got him, and I've been really enjoying watching him pitch. I've been trying to key in on him. So, and you know what? Carrasco is supposedly going to throw a bullpen this weekend, I think, or early next week. So even if they get him back in some shape or form, even if it's as a bullpen arm or something, you know, with the lineup, they just got Puig and Franmil. They're a real scary team to face with that pitching.
They are for sure. All right, last one for you, Matt. We've seen some significant regression from a bunch of pitchers this year, and I'm sure the ball has a lot to do with it. But let me ask you about Chris Archer here for a minute. Like, what in the world, man? Like, this guy went from the coveted player at the deadline last year to a pitcher that you can't even roster and use anymore in fantasy. What happened?
Yeah, you know what? With Pittsburgh, they got to really be getting that trade. Archer's problem was he never was able to develop a third pitch. And, you know, we always looked at the indicators and the strikeouts were there in the past. And, you know, I think he needs a team like a Houston. Like, what Houston does is amazing, how to give you this whole presentation, what pitches work for you, what don't. And I think what he has, that needs to be maximized, and I don't think Pittsburgh is obviously doing it. I know Ray Searage is revered in the league, but it has not gone according to plan, and I don't have any hopes of it being corrected right now.
Yeah, and the Pirates used to have those pitchers, man. Just it didn't matter who was there. They would turn them around, and it's not been the case this year for sure. All right, Matt, well, listen, enjoy the baseball and football diet tonight and all of and what are you having for dinner tonight? You always post some good Italian food. What do you got tonight?
You know what? Tonight, I don't know, but I'm kind of craving Chinese, I'll be honest with
you. Oh, man. Well, that's out of nowhere.
Beef made fun.
I enjoy your chicken parm posts there. Come on, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, Matt. Have a good night, okay?
You have a good weekend. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Matt Modica at CTM Baseball. I could use a good chicken parm tonight. I don't think I'm going to get that at the baseball game tonight, unfortunately. So that's really interesting to see that that Archer was one of those guys in the past that we were always kind of waiting for him to take the next step. And that's the kind of dynamic in a dynasty league that you can get caught in, is that you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And you've seen some flashes of it, and you just have that expectation that at some point that the guy is going to become a number one starter, even number two starter. And I think that he kind of was that with the Tampa Bay Rays, but he went the other way completely in Pittsburgh. And now in terms of hope, I mean, what do you hope for? A dynasty league, you probably let him go. And he's pitching, by the way, yeah, tougher park for sure. Balls being juiced, yeah, I think that factors in too. But the swing and miss stuff that he had in the past just isn't translating anymore. And I'll tell you another reason why I liked Archer in the past too. And I had a chance to see him up close in person a lot because the Marlins would play the Rays a lot. And the one thing that he that I could appreciate with him, especially bringing my son to the games that he pitched in, was the fact that he pitched so fast. He was the kind of guy that you didn't need that 20-second, 40-second pitch clock for. He would get the ball, throw it home. Get the ball, throw it home. And pace was a big part of his game. I saw him pitch earlier this year when the Pirates faced the Marlins, and he just didn't look like the same guy. So that's really disappointing, to say the least, for him. No doubt about that. All right, coming up, we're going to have some fun discussion at the top of the hour as we get back into some fantasy football. So I'm looking forward to touching on all of the games with you. We'll talk some Seattle Seahawks as well, and I'll dive into players in every game tonight in the NFL preseason that I think that you can focus on and maybe take a cue or two from. A lot of them are rookies, that's true, but I think there are some decent storylines from week one. I'm not going to try and pretend we're going to see these players play in every facet of the game tonight, but maybe we see them for a series or two, and maybe the rookies play a little bit longer. I'll have some of those players coming up next. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today.
we'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Full-time fantasy.
Fantasy Taz, Jim Day from FFChamps.com. Brown's ADP right now in the FFWC is 17. Where were you on Brown before this, and has it altered your outlook on Antonio Brown?
Well, it's never a good thing when a receiver has issues with his feet, but I'm not really moving him down. He's right about in that 17 range for me. I like that. I feel comfortable there. I think that's a good spot for him.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Does it get worse than waking up this morning, preparing for the show, doing previews of the games as to who we may be looking at, seeing a running back in Houston named Buddy Howell, who's the backup to Lamar Miller, bidding 50 cents on him in an auction this morning at 10 a.m., and 10:20, they end up trading for Duke Johnson. I just basically took 50 cents, and what is the worst thing that you could do with 50 cents? I don't know. Burning it? You can't burn money. Throwing it in the ocean? Like, I just basically took 50 fake cents in auction value and flushed it. In a matter, and all I had to do was wait a half hour, and I wouldn't have done it. But, you know, it's an eight-hour auction. I was trying to get ahead of myself. I'm thinking, okay, I'll grab this guy. If he goes off tonight, you know, then it's going to be too late. Someone's going to bid a couple bucks on the guy. Let me go ahead and get ahead of this because, man, no one behind Lamar Miller, right? Well, that's over. Anyway, we'll hit up more on that in the second hour of our show, the fantasy football end of it. Okay, so last night in baseball, the Yankees are just decimating the Orioles. They're fighting in the clubhouse. It's going bad for Baltimore again. And the Yankees, is this right? They play the Orioles another eight times in the next 2 weeks? Whew. Man, this is not even fair. Got to figure out a way to fix that. Doesn't matter who plays for the Yankees, by the way. In addition to that, good news if you're a Yankees fan. Giancarlo Stanton, there's a Giancarlo Stanton sighting. Apparently he's on his way back to baseball activity. So what are we looking at? Probably the end of one in baseball. Austin Riley, remember when he came up, how good he was for the Braves? Home run every single day. You follow me on Twitter. I was tweeting about it every single day. He went on the injured list. He'll be out a minimum of 10 days. And so Adam Duvall gets to play all the time now, and they don't really have that crowded outfield at this point. It looks like it's Inciarte, Acuna, and Duvall. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year? Adam Duvall would be the big player there until... is Marquez coming back? I'm not even sure. But Austin Riley's another move I'm going to have to make this week. Got to get him on my bench, pick somebody else up. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.